The cavefish, of course, being restricted in the subterranean species, lost its eyes, adapted specifically for cave life, very much an opportunist, dependent on nutrients that wash into the cave, tends to be very long-lived. A lot of them have been found in the Mammoth Cave system, but as you mentioned, at this point in time, still looking for them, you might say, in the Hidden River system. But I would not be surprised, certainly, if someone said, "Hey, we've observed the cavefish in the Hidden River system." And one reason for that is a lot of these species that that call these subterranean worlds their home, that is such a energy and nutrient limited system. We never expect to find thousands and thousands of these types of species there. And as we go up the food web and up the food chain, that energy becomes more and more hard to get. And so these species that are predators like cavefishes, we don't expect to be extremely, extremely numerous. And that's one reason sometimes it's really hard to get a handle on what the status of a species like that is, because they're just so hard to find to begin with. Even if you're in an area where you expect to find them, sometimes you don't see them regularly. I've been numerous times and taken classes and worked with our friends down at Mammoth Cave National Park, where we've gone down to some of the underground streams, and it's still a great a time and a great event if we actually get to see one of the fishes in one of the pools down there, even where we expect to see them.